Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imc.org for Wednesday, August 17, 2016. Israeli troops demolished Palestinian-owned structures and kidnapped more than 2,000 civilians during invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli forces on Wednesday demolished two rooms used for agricultural purposes and leveled stone walls in the village of Khirbet al-Marajim and Kasra near the occupied West Bank district of Nablus. Meanwhile, Israeli forces delivered demolishing notices to owners of several houses and properties in the area for being built without Israeli-issued building permit, which is nearly impossible for Palestinians to obtain. Elsewhere, Israeli army bulldozers on Wednesday morning leveled Palestinian-owned lands near the southern West Bank Hebron province. The Israeli army destroyed a water tank and bulldozed Palestinian lands covering an area of 15 dunams in the western town of Beit Ula in the southern occupied West Bank. Over 300 olive trees were planted in the targeted tract. The lands located near the Israeli apartheid wall were reportedly razed without prayer notification. Army troops went on to chase down Palestinian protesters in the area. The incident came just one day after some 70 Palestinians were left homeless by Israeli-enforced demolitions in the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem. On Wednesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 24 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank during excessive invasions and violent searches of homes. 14 of those kidnapped Palestinians are from Hebron. Other home searches and kidnappings were also reported in the northern West Bank cities of Tul Karim, Nablus, and Jenin. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, August 17th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.